Good morning. I'm Steve Mencher in for Roland Giacopetti. And today on The Spotlight, we have Doron Havav. He's joining us to talk about one more film in the JCC Sonoma County Israeli Film Festival. Thanks so much for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Today, the film we're talking about is something that you have a personal connection to as a producer. So this is very exciting. It's called The Amazing Journey. And you probably know a lot about this film.
I actually do. It's not really a film. It's a TV series. This is the seventh season of this. It started off as a one-off thing. The chef is a very famous chef. He's like the father of gourmet cuisine in Israel.
And his name is?
His name is Israel Aharoni.
Okay.
And he wanted to explore pasta and noodles along the Silk Road from China to Italy all the way. And he called his friend Gidi Gov, who's a comedian and a rock star. And they went throughout the Silk Road to explore food and the culture and the people who make it. And it was such a success that more seasons came following. And after 6 years, they decided it's time to come to the U.S., at which point the production turned to me because I was here and they knew me from my time working for television in Israel. And they asked that I would be their person on the ground, scouting places, meeting people, finding foods. And that's what I did. I took a leave of absence from my post as a program director of the film festival at the JCC and went on the road. I flew to the East Coast and drove all the way back for the research part. And then I flew back to the East Coast and drove all the way back for filming, which was really exciting.
Well, this sounds like a tough gig. You have to go find the best food, find the most interesting people who are in the food business.
Well, it's a tough job, but someone has to do it.
Tell me, for you, what stood out? What was the most fun for you?
For me, going to places where tourists don't get to go was the most fun thing. So eating at a home with Mennonites in Pennsylvania, they took us in and just took, you know, potatoes from their garden, as farm to table as it gets, or meeting.
Well, let me stop there. I know the Mennonites, many of them who were the most religious,
right,
not so happy with cameras and filming, right, and all of that. How did you get past that?
We found a family that was liberal, quote unquote, okay, enough to,
right,
let us in.
I understand.
And also meeting with Native Americans in South Dakota. We met a wonderful scholar there, and a Native American scholar, and it took us to the reservation to collect things, and then we cooked with it. It was an amazing journey, and it was very interesting, and we cooked elk that he had hunted, and it was really interesting. We got to experience all kinds of angles about the culture and different cultures in the U.S. from, you know, the Midwest and corn and Chicago pizza pies and, you know, farm-to-table farming in Napa Valley and, you know, all across the U.S.
And how many episodes are we going to see if we come on March 26th to see The Amazing Journey? How is this going to be, since it's a TV show, not a movie?
Right. We will see an episode and a half. I collected a piece that I thought would be the best for our audience to experience what the big experience was. And hopefully soon next year probably it will be available. The entire series will be available for viewers in the U.S.
Right. I've seen more and more pieces in the American media saying that Israeli TV is now the hottest thing going, between Shtisel being one of the most popular things out there, and Fauda and others. So people are watching Israeli TV and are very excited about it.
Right.
All right. I've been talking with Doron Havav about the Israeli Film Festival, the fourth annual, coming to the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. And tell me about your website where I can get more information and buy tickets.
So the JCC's website is jccsoco.org, where you can find details about all the films and trailers and buy tickets, of course.
All right, Doron Havav, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I'm Steve Mencher, in for Roland Giacopetti on Sonoma Spotlight. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.